Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Blues, rhythm and blues, and soul music really are the basis of which rock and roll is built. Looking at some of the most successful acts of all time, you can see they all took riffs, ideas, and actual songs from black artists of the blues and soul areas and made them their own. The Beatles were profoundly influenced by the likes of Chuck Berry, Carl Perkins, Little Richard, and Smokey Robinson. The Stones, also Chuck Berry, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, and Bo Diddley. Led Zeppelin, Willie Dixon, Muddy, Howlin' Wolf, and Skip James. And Eric Clapton, of course, Buddy Guy, Freddie, and B.B. King, and of course, Robert Johnson. Now, we could go on, but I think you get the idea. There was some adapting or assimilating of tunes without credit or recognition, but in the final analysis, many artists did recognize the contributions and even the ownership of such tunes. Today, we present a song written by Stevie Wonder that has ties to guitarist Jeff Beck, and we'll give you both their versions and interpretations of the song Superstition, plus a bonus version from Stevie Ray Vaughan. Now, little Stevie was growing up and wrote Superstition at the age of 22. Jeff Beck created the original drum beat for the song and played on the album Talkin' Book. Now, Wonder offered the song to Beck to record, but Berry Gordy wanted Stevie to record it first. So he did, and Beck would wait until he and Tim Bogert and Carmen Appice got together at the end of the year in Chicago to record it. So here's both versions, Stevie Wonder and then Beck, Bogert, and Appice, plus that bonus track, doing Superstition on today's Yeah Baby Tunes.
Seven years of bad luck. superstition again.
Superstition from Stevie Wonder, Beck Bogart, and Appice, plus Stevie Ray's spin on it too on today's Yeah Baby Tunes. Now, I had a chance to tag along with Jeff Beck as he headed to Chess Studios to record with his mates Tim Bogart and Carmen Appice right at the end of 1972. Beck was pretty quiet but did perk up once we got to Chess. I spent a few hours over a few days watching and listening to them carve and sculpt and mold their sounds into a finished product. It was an amazing yet tedious process. Jeff Beck is a perfectionist, and it had to be done just right. He got what he wanted, but the group barely survived 2 years, and producer Don Nix, who was brought into Chicago in January of 1973, probably said it best. And I'm quoting now, "I don't know how I got this job, but I'd sure like to get out of it." Tough room, I guess. With Talking Book, Stevie Wonder hit his stride. He won a Grammy for You Are the Sunshine of My Life, and Superstition was always on the radio. BBA's version did get airplay, but was dwarfed by Wonder's. And then there's that bonus track from Stevie Ray Vaughan. Stevie Ray and Little Stevie were mutual admirers, and Superstition appears on Stevie Ray's 1986 Live Alive album. And as with almost everything Stevie Ray did, it's exquisite. So I just had to throw it in. No charge, it's a freebie. Superstition's been covered by some other well-known names too, like Bill Withers, Billy Preston, Marvin Van Peebles, Widespread Panic, Alicia Keys, and even the Jonas Brothers. Now, that's scary. AC/DC's been known to break into a bit of superstition once in a while too. So with Halloween fast approaching, keep your superstitions close and your tunes even closer. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.